Not, not, I don't know.
You ever hear of Privy?
Privy, yeah. Mm-hmm. We have on it there.
Let's see. What do you call this area out here where you keep your pigs?
Feed lot.
Mm-hmm. And a place especially for pigs. Small area for pigs.
Well, they got them now, they call them pig parlors.
Mm-hmm. Ever hear them call anything else?
Pig house.
Mm-hmm.
Hog house.
Now, where is it that you send your cows and horses to eat grass?
Out in the pasture.
Mm-hmm. Where is that? Out in the pasture?
Back in the field. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever make hay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you describe how you made hay, briefly?
Well, you've got to decide which one you want, and you sow it.
Mm-hmm.
Fix your ground and sow it. And a few days ago, I went back there and went to mowing.
Mm-hmm.
After it cured a while, I put it back there and baled it up.
It cures on the ground?
Cures on the ground.
Just after you, and it lays where you cut it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And when it cures there, I come in there and bale it and haul it into this hay loft, see?
Mm-hmm.
Putting this hay loft down here.
Oh, you don't put loose hay in the loft? Huh?
Oh, yeah. But I baled this.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't put it up loose. See, you got different ways of putting it up.
Mm-hmm. Which do you think the best way?
Well, I like baling the best.
Can you get more hay per
yeah.
area?
Yeah, baling.
Because
mm-hmm. it's tied up in a tight bale where others are a big loose bunch.
Yeah, when I worked on the farm, it was my job to get in the corners, you know, where the roof comes down,
yeah.
and trunk that hay back
well,
there.
Well, you're putting it in loose.
Yeah, it's loose.
But we bale, see?
Mm-hmm.
You can just take a whole bale and gobble back in that corner, see?
Mm-hmm.
60, 70 pound bale.
Mm-hmm.
Or 60, 70 pounds of that loose hay have been in this room for.
Yeah, yeah. when you stack the hay in the barnyard, the lot, what do you call that? The place where you stacked that thing.
Well, just, you mean not loose?
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a haystack.
Mm-hmm. How big was that? Depends on how much hay was
yeah.
there, I suppose. But
I'll say 20 foot across,
mm-hmm.
as high as you throw it.
Mm-hmm.
We'd set a pole. Set a pole there and only stack it around it. That pole would hold it.
Mm. Was the pole stuck in the ground?
Yeah, you buried it. It's
mm-hmm.
like setting a post hole, see?
Mm-hmm.
Dig this deep, you didn't set this post in there. Pole,
mm-hmm.
then you go to stack it here right around. Just keep coming on up.
Mm-hmm. When the hay was in the field, before you brought it in loose, little stacks of hay in the field, did that have a special term, special name for those?
Shocks.
Shocks? Mm-hmm. What's
some
that?
People shock it, let it cure right in the shock.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard that called anything else?
No.
How about haycock? What's a haycock? You ever heard of that? I don't know what it is either. What'd you call a place, kind of farm that there's lots of cows?
Dairy farm.
Yeah. Now, what did you take out into the fields to keep your tools sharp?
Plow.
Mm-hmm. And something else you went like this with?
Ground rock.
What's it called?
Ground rock.
Is that the same as whetstone?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard of it called whetstone?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the thing here in the loft, perhaps, in the barn that's stationary, and you bring the tools to it?
That's a ground rock.
Mm-hmm. You ever hear that called anything else?
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Concerning farm implements, what did you use to break the ground with?
Plow.
Mm-hmm. And after you plow the ground, what did you do to the ground?
Disc it.